We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stone Well Game Stuff. This is Morgan, the guy that just finished digging himself out of a massive snow pile. And Mr. Austin, that's going to probably remind me that I have yet to say the episode number 189. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Yeah, well, it's going all right over here. We have had some that was something all right. Definitely
I make myself chuckle, and that's what matters.
I'm not gonna lie, I when you started, I did not know where you were going with that, but I'm glad that it went the way that it went. No, it's going good. We don't have quite the insane weather that you're having, but we have had hail, which is also not the best, but
it's not great, no.
It is interesting because growing up in Saskatchewan, the hail can get massive,
mm-hmm.
right? Like mm-hmm. I've seen a round golf ball a little bigger.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And that can do some serious damage.
Well, that actually, little side story, that actually happened at my grandparents' cabin at Lure Fishing in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
That mixed with a tornado. That wasn't a good time. That
no
caused a lot of havoc.
Absolutely. But the we actually got caught driving in the nasty hail. Anyway, the hail out here is not that. It is
still not ideal.
No, but it's literally like a frozen raindrop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's loud. It could be scary depending on the situation, I guess. But
yeah, if you're under a tin roof or something.
Yep, that'll get you. Sounds like the world is ending.
That was also the worst about my dad's place, is that he decided to make it out of tin.
Yeah, that can have some consequences.
It was very loud during hailstorms.
Absolutely. But yeah, other than that, just doing my thing. It's funny, and I'll get to the plugs later, but if you follow me on Twitter, it's basically either talking about sports or ranting at the rich people in the world.
Yeah, if you continue doing that, I might stop. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. But anyway. How about you? How are you doing other than being weird at the start of the episode?
Besides stumbling my words and doing a flawless, I mean, not stumbling my words, doing a flawless intro. Well, in Saskatchewan right now, for most of Saskatchewan, we're suffering from a blizzard. So I guess that means March is going to go out like a lamb since it happened at the start of March. Go in like lying out like a lamb. You all know the saying. I don't have to explain things.
And yet
come
you
on,
did.
Guys. Get your shit together.
And yet you did explain it.
I did. Maybe that's because I'm stoned. But yeah. No, it's about knee height. Well, my knee height. So for people that don't know my length from my foot to my knee.
I don't think most
that's about a couple feet.
Oh my God.
Granted, that's in a parking lot where it drifted in, so that's probably not accurate measure. But I was able to get out yesterday during the blizzard and drive around a little bit and whatnot, everyone's struggling in their trucks. I'm just putting it around in my SUV. I love that thing.
Nice.
I drove through a snowbank that was the height of my car. Oh, and it just plowed through it like nobody's business. Just that is the beauty right now. It's just fluffy snow. It's not like
It's not frozen. It's not hard.
Or yeah, anything. It's hasn't been. It's like the minus 20 range, so it's not crazy warm out or cold out. So it's hasn't became ice or just a slush and then ice.
Just fluff.
Yeah, just white, wonderful fluff. Everyone, most of my dodgeball people that are city folks are all complaining about, oh, we have to go to dodgeball today. Well, suck it up. Grab a shovel. Get your butt there. We got dodgeball to play.
Absolutely. Which,
spoiler alert, I'm looking forward to. My knees, probably not. I have a lot of energy. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. We are yet to find out. I got called in to work today. I have yet to respond. If I do, the answer will be no.
I mean, fair.
Because why? I don't want to. It's my day off. That's what I feel about that. Now that I told the world all my personal news, Austin, you got plugs?
Yeah. You can follow us at... first of all, you're going to subscribe. You're going to download the episodes.
Good step.
And you're going to tell people about them because you love them so much. And we keep doing it, even though there's not many fans. And that's how you know that we're not like those rich, dumb podcasters that only do it for the money and the fame. We do it
we do it for 189 weeks straight.
Exactly.
No one cares.
189 weeks. There's not many things in this life that I've done for that long.
And if you remove that 9, that's about how many people?
Give or take. So please. As much as we're saying we don't need it, it would be nice.
And it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, TikTok at TSOGS Pod. We had a couple videos.
Apparently, Morgan, people like our faces more than dirt bikes.
I guess because Morgan posted a video, hit over 1,700. I post, I believe it's over 1,800.
Yeah, 1,888.
Nice. So
triple eight, my guy.
Some big videos on the talk for us. Hopefully, that brings in maybe a couple listeners. That'd be nice.
So far, it's done.
Not much, yeah. But hey, you know,
it's fun regardless. We enjoy doing it.
We're trying, okay? And I think Morgan's got some.
Captain Morgan, too.
There you go.
Figure out the rest. I don't really do much lately on anything. The best one would probably be Twitch. I keep telling myself I'm going to stream on Twitch, but then I end up playing other stuff like my VR, and that's difficult to stream.
That's fair.
That's a whole different level I have yet to cross, my guy.
My guy.
Well.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I'm kind of thrown off because normally we talk about football, but.
Well, I think I know what we should talk about.
Oh, actually, wait. I forgot. I almost forgot. There's one little football thing that I want to half-ass mention just to put out there. Just so when more info comes along, it's not a whole big bombshell. Right now,
yeah, who Chad likes Kelly? Bombshell?
What?
Yeah, who likes a big bombshell?
Well, you'll understand once I say the news. Yeah. Why I can't give too much details. So it's going to be real quick. Right now, Chad Kelly, the quarterback for the Toronto Argonauts. Oh, if Austin's even knowing what I'm about to half-ass mention, That's how big the circle has gotten, really. Him and the Argonauts are under investigation for wrongful termination from this one previous female employee. The stuff I do know for sure is Chad Kelly apparently just kept asking out this female employee. She kept saying no. And that's where the wrongful whatever is coming from. So I just thought I'd say that. That's really all we know at this point. So there's really nothing else to say. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now.
That is fair.
But as soon as I hear in my football circle some other details, I'm going to share it all, I tell you.
Well, that's good.
That is the point of a podcast, I guess.
Yeah. So can I talk about the thing I was going to talk about?
Sure.
All right. November 16th.
That's a date.
2003.
That's in a year.
Do you remember that day?
Like the back of our hand. What was it again?
As a Flames fan, November 16th, 2003. You should know. Because that was the day that the Flames franchise changed. They acquired Mika Kiprusoff.
Oh, you're doing it professionally. Oh, you're so good.
From the San Jose Sharks. In exchange, the Sharks received a 2005 second round draft pick, which would go on to become... Mark Edward Vlasic. He definitely had a very good run as a defenseman for San Jose. He is now very overpaid and not very good, but...
You definitely do this whole podcasting thing a lot better than I do.
I'm trying.
I'm just a mess.
But the Flames acquired Mika Kiprusoff, and in his first season with the Flames, 03-04, he only played 38 games. He had 24 wins, 10 losses, 4 ties. Not terrible. But 933 save percentage.
Pretty
and
solid.
And 1.7 goals against, 4 shutouts. The next season, 10 shutouts, 923 save percentage. He also played 74 games. And then
not just that year,
74, and then the next one, 76, and the next one, 76, and then the next one, 73, 71, 70.
7 straight years of at least 70 games,
which bonkers.
I was listening to the press conference, and he was like, "We had plans for me to play less, but when you're pushing for the playoffs and this and that." And
yeah, no.
And they asked him, they're like, "Do you think you still could play that many?" He's like, probably a few less.
Probably a few less. Yeah. No, Mika Kiprusoff, his career average, his career save percentage is .912, which is incredible, especially considering the fact that he played so many games.
Yes.
In that stretch. Like, truly impressive. 2.49.
Yeah, he played 623 games to be exact.
Yes. He started 606.
Which is
also pretty damn impressive.
Absolutely insane.
He won both the Vezina and the William Jennings Trophy in 2005-2006 as both the best goalie of the year and the goalie with the least goals against, or the best goals against average or something like that. Awarded to the team with the least goals against, but the goalie gets the trophy because they stopped the pucks. He finally got his due or at least part of it. The Calgary Flames have retired the infamous Mika Kiprusoff jersey. 34, I believe, right?
Yes, my guy.
Truly fantastic. Dude was hilarious. As goalies are, they're very strange.
Apparently, he had some secret exits out of the stadium, so he wouldn't have to talk to the media.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Or out of the rink, I should say.
Was he doing that, or was he just going out for a dart? Because famously, Mika Kiprusoff, big smoker.
That too.
There's more than a few pictures of him having a dart, and it's just like, I love it. He's just this Finnish dude.
He's true to himself.
Stops pucks and smokes cigarettes, and I love it. It's
and he was a Finnish guy who played in the Swedish league. Jacob Markstrom, actually, that's why he wanted to become a goalie, because he watched Mika Kiprusoff play a game in the Swedish league, and Markstrom's Swedish. So a little full circle right there.
True story. Yeah, you now have the starter goalie of the Flames, and both incredible goalies. Now, I'm not putting Markstrom on Kiprusoff's level. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I'm not doing that. But they are both good goalies. I'm not. That's also true. That's and it's cool that the inspiration came from that. Or at least partly because of that.
Yep,
and
I'm sure it's somewhere already there, but
yeah. But I mean, there was a time, and I know you know this as a Flames fan, once again, there was a time where most of Canada, I would say, was a Flames fan because they had an opportunity.
Basically, if you weren't a Canucks fan, you're a Flames fan.
But even then, because it was just the idea that Canada could get the cup back. It's all we wanted.
For a little bit there.
It was so close. So close. That early 2000s Flames team truly was fantastic. Fucking Aginla. Who else?
Well, that was my early hockey. You would also have, like, of course, Joe Down come in. I don't think, well, Backlund came in later.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Yeah, no, this, I'm talking like 04, 05, 06.
Oh, shoot, I should have this.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. But
ready, but
regardless, that team was dominant. And a big, huge part of that was the fact that Kiprusoff basically played every game.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you who their backup was at the time, because
didn't matter, really.
He only played the back-to-backs. Even then, I'm sure Kiprusoff played double games
sure.
in a row.
You would have to with that many games played.
Yeah, I don't really know how many back-to-backs there are in a season. Typical.
So,
but
the wild thing with Kiprusoff, so I'm just reading a little bit more on his page here. This is kind of fascinating. So when he... wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, okay. So Kiprusoff, obviously, he was traded from San Jose. And the thing was, he lost the number two job to Vesa Toskala. Remember that guy?
No.
Remember that fella? No, he was a goalie for a while in the NHL.
I mean, it kind of rings a bell, but it's not, you know, and I don't get any flashes of him or anything.
No, he wasn't good. But interestingly, I didn't know this. The reason the Flames traded for Kiprusoff was because Roman Turek was injured. And he was their guy, but Kiprusoff very quickly showed that Roman Turek was not the guy anymore. It was Kiprusoff's job to lose, I think, at that point.
Oh, yeah. And then ever since Kiprusoff, Calgary seemed to they try their damnedest to find the next Finnish goalie.
Well, yeah, they kind of got stuck in that, hey?
For a few, I think they went through two or three. If you asked me to list off their names right now, I couldn't, but I know they were trying.
Yeah. Well, and I know the Canucks have an addiction to Swedes as well, so I get it. I think, do you have anything else to say on number 34?
I do have one little, it's kind of another full circle story, if you will.
I think I know what it's going to be, but yeah, go ahead.
Which I also want to get this out of the way. I'm battling a cold right now, so if you guys hear any sniffling.
Yeah, you do sound like shit. I mean, what?
That is why. So if anything crazy is going to happen, I'll just mute myself. So now that that's out of the way, any Flame fans out there or anyone that's watched any big Flame games, we've probably noticed behind Mika Kiprusoff, there's a kid in goalie gear that was mimicking every little move that Mika would do. He had the orange beard painted on, the whole nine yards. Now, X amount of years later, I don't really know how long ago. Well, he was there in 04, so that's at least 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that was 20 years ago.
Yep, sure was.
Shit. Now, as an adult, this guy, he paints goalie masks for a living. So he is able to give a goalie mask to Mika Kiprusoff in person, which, as him, that would, I couldn't even imagine what that would feel like.
Right.
Because obviously, as a kid, he was his hero, and because no one's going to mimic every little move like that. I just thought it was a real, real cool story. So,
no, that's fair.
I'm done. That's it. That's all I got. Your turn. Good.
Okay. Well, the Leafs have made a trade. Now, this one is kind of a funny one. So, Ilya Lyubushkin, which they acquired in this trade, has already played for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was looking at that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So, he played 31 games for the Leafs, in fact. But then he signed a deal with the Sabres, it looks like, as a free agent. And then he was traded to Anaheim, maybe? No, wait. He was in Arizona? I don't even know.
He's been keep talking. I'll try to figure out more.
Okay. He played four seasons for the Coyotes. Then he was traded to the Leafs. And then after that, I don't know what happened. Maybe they traded him probably to, I don't know.
Stuff happened.
But basically, there's a three-team trade. We're seeing a lot more of these as teams need to retain salary. And one team is limited to retaining 50% of a player's
salary.
But if you involve a second or third team, I guess, they can
also do the same.
They can take 50% of the remaining, which would be essentially 25% off. So the Leafs get this player for less than league minimum, which is a good move considering Ilya Lyubushkin is not necessarily a top-end defenseman. In fact, he's probably your 6-7 defenseman, maybe even 8th defenseman, because depth is super important. depth is, especially going into the playoff. Teams very rarely make it to the cup final without having a few injuries. I don't know. But then, unfortunately for Ilya Lyubushkin, his first game back in the Leafs jersey gets a very aggressive hit from Matt Rempe. And you probably know that name as the new rookie who's been fighting everybody.
Well, so this is why you want to talk about that hit. And, oh, it works into the trade. I didn't know this. Interesting.
It's like this is my job, but I do not get paid.
Yeah, you do this better than your real job.
That is arguably true. So, Ilya Lyubushkin, he was, you know, his crime in this was being against the boards. Matt Rempe, 6'7", 240 pounds, I believe. Not only did he charge Ilya Lyubushkin, but for the hit, he jumped into it. Now, at 6'7", there's no reason for you to have to jump into a hit. Nobody should be jumping into a hit because that's against the rules. But especially a guy that big.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. No supplemental, no nothing. And I just, so he's fine now. It's come out that he's fine now, but there was some talk of, oh, Ilya Lyubushkin might be out with some sort of injury from this. Whether it was a concussion or otherwise. So I think the league, or at least the NHL Department of Player Safety, which is a joke.
It seems to be a joke in most leagues, honestly.
It is. But hear me out on this. So over the last, and I got this from a podcast, but they do the research. They actually do it for a job, so they got to be right.
Fair.
Over the last, I think it's five, or is since George Parros has been the head of player safety, the Toronto Maple Leafs have the second most games missed due to suspension and the first with a number of suspensions. So they haven't had the longest suspensions, but they've had the most suspensions. And,
interesting.
And I don't know about you, Morgan, but over the last 5 years, is dirty a word you would use to describe the Toronto Maple Leafs?
No, because they've only had Reeves since this season. So,
like, it's like a skill team, right? Like Matthews, Marner, Nylander, like all these.
That's what they've been known for, yeah.
So, for me, it's just very interesting that about over 5 years, like,
I don't know, TJ Brody, he's pretty dirty over.
Oh, Morgan Rielly, oh, so dirty. He did one thing in his entire career. Like, that's the thing. It's like, and that's happened a couple times because, like, Jason Spezza, I don't know if you remember that, but, and it, again, it was a dirty thing, but it's like the guy's never been suspended and you give him a 6-game suspension. Like, I don't know. It just. And I'm not even a Leafs homer or a fan or anything. I'm just saying that seems a little sus. Slightest. That seems a little
interesting. Yep.
But anyway, so the Leafs get a depth defenseman.
They definitely needed a lot of help in defensemen. Like
they were playing Marner.
Were playing Mitch Marner on D. They've done it twice already.
And that's mostly because he's right-handed, but
yeah,
also he's quick and he's decently defensively responsible. But they're not going to be done for defense. They need to make more moves. Ilya Lyubushkin is not the guy that...
The
that
next player we're going to talk about, they're actually rumored to be in on, so...
Yes. So... The Dallas Stars have decided... Once again, they're going for it because this is a very good team. And the Stars and the Flames have gone from battling it out in an incredible display of goaltending to now taking a defenseman from the Flames. Chris Tanev has been traded to the Dallas Stars in exchange for prospect Artem Grushnikov, a 2024 second-round draft pick, and a conditional 26th third pick in a three-way deal with the Devils. Again, three-way deal.
Yep, that seems to be the theme right now in the NHL. Hey, maybe we need another podcast to come in and help bring us along too, Austin.
Yeah, maybe. So, the Dallas Stars... Buddy, this is a scary looking team, man.
Yeah, I think I honestly think seeing, well, both of us actually seen Chris Tanev for multiple years now.
Oh yeah.
And we both know the type of player he is. He took one off the face this season. I don't even think he missed a game.
Well, and that's the thing, and I will say, in the past, he definitely has been fairly... He has rough injury history.
Yeah, he still gets that. But during the playoffs, he plays through so much.
Well, not only that, like he is... He definitely shores up that defense. He is... I would have loved to have him back. There was actually a little bit of chatter about him going back to the Canucks. But then it's like, okay, stop trading with each other. It's getting ridiculous.
happened a third time, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Like, hey Conroy, do you talk to other GMs?
Like, just marry each other already. It's 2024. Just, you guys can do it. It's fine.
100% can. It's fine. But anyway, no, it's he's not gonna shoot the lights out.
Nope.
You know,
he has one goal this season
in his tenure with the Calgary since 2020. He has 10 goals and 57 assists in 259 games.
He is what, if you look at his block shots and all the other stats, that's where it...
And that's the thing. He is a defensive defenseman. And not a lot of people... Everyone's like, oh, Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes, Adam Fox, all these guys. But a true just defensive defenseman, a guy who's going to shut play down, block shots... Keep your team in it. That is a guy you want on your team, and he really helps.
Definitely this time of year as well.
The Stars. He is a restricted or unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, I don't think the Stars care about that. I think right now it's when now they'll. I don't think Tanev is staying with the Stars.
Well, and the funny thing is, I've seen people talking about him just re-signing with the Flames after, and if he does that, then huge win for the Flames.
If he does that, then Conroy is one of the smartest GMs I've seen in a long time.
And he totally could. He could do that if he wanted to. He'd be a UFA. So there's.
But any team that does resign him, they're not going to sign him like maybe a year at a time because of his injury history.
Maximum two. Maximum. Yeah. But he'll probably still get a few more million. Like, dude is, I don't know. I think that really helps that Dallas Stars team. And clearly the Flames are selling. Clearly the Flames are like, all right.
But they're still making a push for the playoffs, which I love.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I will say, though, oh, my God. That goal the other night by Kadri.
Yes.
Dude. End to end, just like, I'm just gonna do this myself.
And then Coleman scored 32 seconds after.
See, that I didn't know, but Was that against the Penguins?
Yep.
See, so that's something too. I will say the Penguins are falling apart. And that's nothing to take away from the win, because
the Flames are on a 5-game win streak.
They're on a heater. They're on a bit of a heater. So now Conroy's probably like, well, what the fuck? I got rid of these players and now they're getting better?
That's okay. This is the fourth time this season they've had at least a 4-game win streak.
Well,
they're going to lose 4 in a bit here. Don't you worry.
I will say you guys did have to come back to win, but hey, you did it. Sharon Govich with a last-minute goal. Damn. I will say the Oilers absolutely stomped them 6-1. It was rough. That team is... I feel bad for some of the guys on that team.
Yeah, I didn't realize Chris Tanev is from Toronto. Maybe we see him finish his last couple of years in Toronto.
It's possible, although they are always up against the cap, and he's probably going to
win. Yeah, but for a league man or something like that, playing your hometown, you never know.
I don't think he's going to take league man. I don't know.
He wouldn't take league men from a different city, but if he's playing in his hometown, living expenses goes down, all that stuff, so...
Yeah, that's true.
You could see it. League men to maybe a mil. You never know. But if he resigned back with Calgary, that'd be great. I'd take him back for 1.5.
Oh my god. So I will say that we talk about some trades. There really hasn't been tons of trades. There is some chatter going on right now, but
we're how many days away now from the trade deadline? 4 or something?
4
of recording.
As of recording. So yeah, but I will say the Devils did acquire Curtis McDermott, who he really just brings toughness. Doesn't bring a ton of skill, but he brings some toughness from Colorado. And Colorado got the signing rights to Zakhar Barnikov.
Cool.
And a 24 seventh round pick. So not much going on there. I will say, though, good news for Jonathan Quick fans out there. He just re-signed. Oh, yeah, contracts. Yeah, we got a couple of those to talk about. So
let's do it. We got time.
Jonathan Quick has re-signed with the Rangers at 1 year, 1.275. And dude, the way he's playing, I take it. I'll take it 100%. Also, Jonathan Quick has never really had that crazy of a salary. He only ever topped out at 5.8, which is not that crazy. Huh. Anyway.
neat.
Yeah, neat. So this year he's got a .916 save percentage, .245 goals against. Like, dude is playing quite well. Especially considering he's 38 years old, which, oh my God, that makes me feel old. The fact that Jonathan Quick is almost 40.
That
makes no sense to me. But anyway, we have a much bigger signing to announce.
Ooh.
This fella.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this one. I didn't even put it on the agenda.
6'2".
Oh, my Lord.
176 pounds of Swedish destruction.
Well, at least I gave you 20 minutes to talk about the signing. Is that enough time, or do you need some more?
We're probably going to have to go long on this one.
Should I put my headphones down? Do you need some alone time with this signing? Or
Elias Pettersson was born November 12th, 1998. No, I'm just kidding. This was kind of a wild ride because the last I heard, Elias Pettersson didn't want to sign mid-season. Okay. Fair enough. But then it came out that potentially Well, if we can't re-sign him, might have to trade him.
Yeah, the trade deadline pressure is a real thing.
Well, and not only that, it's like you have to know what you're building your team around. And Elias Pettersson is a very good player, but if we don't have him signed to a contract, we don't know what else we can do around
it. It's a business. Vancouver Canucks would have had to move on.
So.
They saw what happened with Calgary, so.
So there was a little bit of that. Then, it's like, okay, Elias Pettersson has given permission for whatever his agents to or agent to talk to the Canucks to discuss the contract. Okay. And then Elliot Friedman drops a little thing about there was more than just chatter between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Vancouver Canucks. Talking guys like Martin Nietzsche's, Brett Pesce, draft picks. And then, out of nowhere, Elias Pettersson signs an 8-year, $92.8 million contract.
It was at 11.5?
11.6.
11.6.
11.6. And about half of the contract, slightly under half of the contract, will be paid out as bonus. But yeah, he has the annual deal of 11.6. Now, let me just, yes, that is a lot of money. But we just locked up an incredible player.
Yeah, he's a 100-point points getter. And other people in the league has set the market for those type of players, and that's what you have to pay for that type of talent nowadays. And to lock up a player on that caliber for 8 years, that was the max anyway, so.
It's true. And
can't argue that.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find something here.
Paul Giroux accepted.
Okay. Well, another Swedish player recently re-signed with their Canadian team. William Nylander. And he signed, William Nylander is a winger, and he signed for 11.5. A shade under Elias Pettersson, who is a center, which always automatically is worth more.
Generally speaking, yep.
And I am more happy with the Pettersson deal than I would be with the Leafs, with the Nylander deal. Because for a couple of reasons, like I said, Pettersson's a center. Pettersson's also 2 years younger than Nylander. He's 25, while Nylander is 27. So after this deal, at the end of this deal, Nylander is going to be 35 years old. I don't know. We'll see.
And then Pettersson will be what, 33?
Yep.
So you could still get another 3-4 years out of him.
Potentially. But I don't know. I'm as a Canucks fan, I'm relieved. Because the idea of trading Pettersson because we couldn't get him signed was very upsetting. secondhand, I guess, how much that sucks.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Not great. Let's just put it this way. When other teams know that you're up against it, you never get the player's full value in trades.
No. Oh, absolutely not. However, I will say the Flames got a haul for Tkachuk. considering the situation.
Very true.
The league leading scoring defenseman, I believe, or tied for it. And
last I checked, he was tied. I don't know if the other guy's got a
fair
goal or not, but I can't remember who. But yeah, so, Uyghur, you know, he has 15 goals this season, which is really good for him.
Yeah, that is a great showing.
Yeah, everyone was in that trade. Everyone was like, Huberto. But hey, I know one of my buddies named Mr. Austin. He was like, I wouldn't be all that quiet on the Uyghur part of.
He was definitely a very underrated part of the trade. I wasn't sure why everyone was like, Huberto, because I get it. He had a great season.
It's because the trade happened right after his big season that he had.
Uyghur also had a good year. I don't know. Anyway. I think I'm running out of steam here, buddy.
Well, that's fine. We're not forced to have the full 1 hour of
podcast. In fact, for a while, we were a half an hour podcast.
That's true. You keep bringing that up, but... It's like you want to go back to it.
Let's do a 7-second podcast.
Sometimes I wish we would.
It's just a vine.
Any crazy? We're at the 3/4 away mark. Any crazy stuff that?
Oh yeah. I will say we do have Kucherov still lighting it up.
105 for points. Yep.
Yeah, although McKinnon not far behind, 4 points behind. McDavid also has stormed right back. He's got 97 points.
Have you watched some of his press conference lately?
The one where he said he's decided he's just going to pass?
Yeah, and then the game after that, he gets a goal.
He gets the overtime game winner after he got 2 assists.
That's like, great. Yeah, he's on like 11 game or something point streak, I think. Maybe more.
He's only 8 points behind Kucherov with plenty of games left to play, dude. I don't know. Kucherov had such a lead for a while. But McKinnon's right in there too, man. He's been lighting it up.
If you look at the goal race, it's a little different story for that.
Goal race is more for second place. because Matthews still has an 11-goal lead. Zach Hyman, buddy.
Yeah.
He's been lighting it up, and every single goal he scores is from about.
He's been the biggest surprise. Oh, sorry, I'm talking over you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, every single goal he scored is from about 2 feet away from the net, but it doesn't matter because they go in and they count. And
for me, I'm talking over you again. God damn it. Okay.
Go ahead.
For me, he's been the biggest, as far as like offensively, he's been the biggest surprise in my books. He's just turned up to a different level this season. It's been remarkable.
Yeah. Sam Reinhart also has been lighting it up. Although, like 23 of his goals are on the power play, so it's like, But he does have 42 goals, so that's still impressive.
The Flames don't have a single player with over 30 goals this year.
Well,
our goal leader is 22, I think.
Isn't it Blake Coleman?
Yeah. No. No, Sharon Govich.
Okay. There you go.
Speaking of, they just sparked a memory. Did you hear that Tyler Toffoli is back on the trade rumor again?
Yeah, he always gets traded. I don't even know, man.
It doesn't even faze him at this point, I don't think.
No.
He's a solid rental player. I think.
Oh, 100%. The Canucks are still second in the league, so...
Yeah.
Even though in their last 10, they are 4-5-1,
It's actually, okay, here's kind of a funny stat.
Ooh, I like stats, especially when they're funny.
So the Florida Panthers are first in the league. In their last 10 games, they're 9-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers are third in the league. In their last 10 games, they're 8-1-1.
Did you just say the Panthers are first?
Yep.
What? Hold up. No.
Yes, they are.
You're lying to me.
I'm not lying to you.
I'm checking right now. You're lying to me.
In 61 games, they have 86 points.
Damn, dude.
They're top of the league.
Where did that come from?
I mean, most of the season, dude. They've been playing pretty damn good.
Tkachuk's been struggling, has he not?
It doesn't appear that way. No, he's been on fire for the last, like, month and a half.
Where have I been? Damn.
I don't know.
Boston's been on top for the longest time.
Boston has been struggling. They're 3-2-5 in their last 10.
Yeah. And they also lost to the Flames, so.
But before I was so rudely cut off, I was just going to say the funny thing between the top three teams in the league, the Panthers, the Canucks, and the Rangers, the Canucks are 4-5-1, and the other two teams are dominating. But then you have Boston. Yeah, 3-2-5. That's brutal.
Oh, sorry to cut you off, but it took a little bit for it to.
I know that was funny. You're like, no, they're not. Like, no, they very are.
Let's check this.
No reason to lie.
I'm not going to lie. As a Flames fan, I know some things have to happen. Basically, Predators or the Kings need to lose, or the Knights need to keep losing. Imagine if the Knights drop out of the playoffs.
That'd be wild.
They could. They're only LA and Preds are only 1 point back from them.
And they're missing Stone now. I think they're going to make some trades. Also,
I think so.
Pittsburgh, look out for some trades from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
But anyways, as a Flames fan, they're only 7 points out of a playoff spot, and that's with all the changes they've been making mid-season. So that's pretty impressive. I think Calgary is they're going for the future, and I think the future is going to be bright as a Flames fan.
Okay.
I mean, also in the future, they're supposed to be getting a new rink and stuff, so see how that pans out.
What?
There. I filled a little bit more time. Are you happy?
No.
Okay, well, on that note, everyone stay stoned and stay safe, I guess. Whatever. Do what you want. I don't care. Fuck it. Bye. God. No? Nothing? No bye from you?
Bye. Have a good night.
Later.